Hey everybody, it's your girl Coach Alonda Brooks, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. I'm super uber excited today because I have my coaching sister with me today, the queen herself, Miss Natalie Lewis, turned her mess into her powerful message of victory. As she bounced back from heartache and shame, her passion is to help women recognize the queen within and become the best version of themselves that they can be. Natalie has overcome many obstacles in her life. Now she is helping women do the same. Natalie is the CEO of Release the Queen in You Enterprises, where she encourages, empowers, equips queens to break free from their past so they can move forward to get their breakthrough. Natalie is also the founder of the Crown Up Community, where she connects queens by providing support, sisterhood, and unapologetic self-care. Natalie published her first book titled Release the Queen in You in 2015. Her second book she co-authored with 13 other amazing authors called Womb Sisters Chronicle Volume 1. Following year, she was an Amazon best-selling author. Her new book is Broken No More. It will release this year. Natalie is a traveled international and motivational speaker, empowering queens to be the best version of themselves. Natalie is also the founder of Wonderfully Made Girls, where she group mentors young girls in fifth and eighth grade. She helps them to learn to love themselves just as they are. Natalie is a wonderful speaker, coach, and mentor, and an amazing mom. Natalie's overall goal is to continue to travel the world, sharing her message of faith, hope, and love. For more information, visit her website, releasethequeeninyou.com. Listen, girl, welcome, queen.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk, and you know how we do, how we talk and chat. So
Yes. I'm super excited for my becomers to get to behold you, because for many that don't know you, let me introduce you to an amazing trauma coach, amazing woman of God, an awesome mother. Look, all these things that were not in the bio. Listen, so she is a bubbly ray of sunshine. So I'm super excited to have you here. We are coaching sisters. Listen, and so we have started our coaching journey together, and we have done some amazing, amazing things. So I'm super excited for you to be here. And I cannot wait for the new book. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. That book is, you know how when you're writing a book and it's a whole process, that's the whole process in itself. When you're writing a book and everything come back up, you'd be like, oh, Jesus. I think I might need a therapist. Let me call somebody real quick.
No, that's real talk. I tell people, listen, you got to do that inner work, and it's levels to healing, right? So when you have healed a thing, man, and life comes along, and then you start to unearth that thing. Woo! Child, y'all wonder why it took me so long to write my book. Sometimes you get to get in that room to deliver that gift, and you're like, man, God, okay.
Because God's not going to let you go out here and not live what you preach and what you teach and what you put out there. So he's going to test you first in that thing to fully make sure that you got it. Before you try to get somebody else to get it.
Absolutely. And we walk it like we talk it over here. So that's super duper uber good. Yes. So I want you to tell, because listen, you guys, I definitely wanted her to be towards the end of the year, because, you know, I want you guys to make an amazing impact next year. And I know that one of the things that you and I have talked about before is having community, because if you are getting ready to embark upon this entrepreneur journey, listening, you are definitely going to need community. You are definitely going to need mentorship. You're definitely going to need coaching. You're going to need a little therapy too. And so
all of it.
Definitely wanted to bring some amazing people that you can lock into some communities. I'm definitely a part of the Crown Up community. You do some amazing things within your community. I want you to kind of talk about your community a little bit. So, you know, somebody out there may be listening. They may want to connect and they might be like, hey, that's the thing I've been looking for. Because I know a lot of us have been, you know, have been wounded, have some trauma. And they like, listen, I don't do the connection thing too well. and they looking for the real. They want that authentic, that, you know, like I can be myself. I cannot be judged here. I'm safe here. And that's definitely what your community represents. So I want you to talk a little bit about it.
Absolutely. So Crown Up Community, it's so funny because I was so hesitant to do it. Like, I've been had the idea, but I was so hesitant to do it because I'm like, well, there's a lot of communities, and how's mine gonna be different, and how's gonna do this, and how's gonna do that? And I'm like, just do it, girl, just do it. So I did it, and I put it out there, and I said that the Crown of Community is for women who are looking for like-minded women who are on the same journey of becoming the queen that God called them to be. Meaning, you're on the journey of healing. You're on the journey of taking care of yourself. You're on the journey of growing, you know, not being the same person that you were 6 months ago, a year ago, heck, even last week, you know, becoming. And it's a journey. And as you said, that community is so needed, where you need other people who are on the same path as you, that y'all can hold hands and say, all right, let's go. Let me hold up your crown, Cricket. Let me fix it. And they're not going to tell the world that it was Cricket. So you need those type of people in your life. So I decided to make that community, Crown Up Community. And it's really for women who are serious about changing their personal development, their mindset, understanding that they're worthy, that they're good enough, no matter what the background looks like, no matter what the past looks like, even what's happening right now. That you're worthy of love, you're worthy to be loved, you're worthy to become your best self. And it's a journey, and you got to give yourself grace, and it's not going to happen overnight. And some people, you know, everybody's timeline is different. For some people, they get it and it's boom, they're good. For other people, it's a journey. So I'm looking for those people who know that it's a journey and aren't looking for that little quick overnight fix, because that doesn't happen, right? I'm still on the journey myself. So just helping women recognize and know that they are queens, that they are royalty, that they can overcome whatever obstacles come their way. And I'm very real and raw, like almost too real and raw in the group, sharing, you know, just things that I've personally gone through or still going through. And just sharing that you, look, it's normal. You're not the only one, sis. You're not the only one feeling, you know, emotional through the week. You're not the only one that deal with anxiety. You're not the only one who's had heartbreak. You're not the only one. We got you.
And I love that, because your community is a very diverse group of powerhouses. Like, yes, everybody in there is like, you know, they're powerful in their own right, and they all bring, it's like gumbo for real. Like, everybody, yes, brings their own little intricate piece, you know what I'm saying, to the still. And we talk about some amazing things in there. So yes. If you're like myself, I grew up in a house full of boys, and I grew up in a locker room. My dad was in sports, so okay. I was always around men, and so I was just always different. Now, I do have female friends. You know, it's hard sometimes to connect with other women. Or it is. Like, or whatever. And then when you've gone through different life circumstances, I found it was hard for me to connect after what I went through in my marriage, because I went through such a trauma. Right. So it was hard for me to even kind of talk about it, because it was like, I don't want nobody looking at me like, well, why you stay with this man so long? And he's so weird. And you know what I'm saying? It's a lot. So I'm grateful, you know, for the community, even in myself, you know what I mean? So
well, definitely
looking for somewhere to connect and feel, you know, safe. And like, listen, we had a little pajama party in there and stuff, virtual pajama,
yes,
party. But I want us to get into some things, since you are a trauma coach. Listen, and a lot of us women have experienced some level of trauma, even to the smallest of categories, right? So I'm not minimizing anybody's trauma, but you can be traumatized and really not. You can be like, that was traumatizing to me, right? So, and a lot of times I think people are not understanding like how they've been through trauma. So what are some things that you say that can help somebody identify like, hey, this is worth exploring. This touched me a little deeper than I even knew. So give us some tips here, you know, so we can know kind of what we need to look into and why some things may be bothering us. Because I know, like, women, we can be catty, you know, we can be petty. And sometimes we show up to arguments that nobody really invited us to. And it's normally a lot of times because they've experienced trauma and they're not even realizing that that is a trigger. This is your area of expertise. I really want you to, let's dig into it a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. So I actually kind of shifted, because trauma was my thing, but then I kind of shifted into mindset coaching, because in order for you to even heal from the trauma or start the journey to heal from the trauma, you got to have the mindset that you got to even accept, I've been through trauma. And so many people have suppressed it, like me, because that was me, suppressed it to the point where it's almost like the event or the situation or whatever it was did not happen. So you suppress, and then out of what feels like out of nowhere, you are, it comes up. Because whatever is buried, right? Whatever feelings, whatever trauma that's buried, whatever ill feelings that's buried, it's alive. So it's going to come back up.
I call it the volcano experience.
Yeah. And you're going to be like, why am I so irritated? Why am I so upset? Yes. Why did that person make me angry? What? And you don't know what it is until you identify with that thing. Like, wait a minute. What I just went through was trauma. So I've been shifting to mindset coaching because I feel like a lot of women are, and this is, goes into my book, Broken No More, that's coming out. A lot of women are okay, are even accepting, I'm broken. I'm always going to be this way. Or, you know, everybody talk about Summer Walker. I listen to the album and I'm like, I can't because it's too much. She's so sad. I just want to give her a hug. So it's just like, you know, you have to first identify. You can't keep suppressing what happened to you. It happened.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, you have to say, yeah, that happened to me. And not take on the emotions or take on the feelings of it's my fault. Because I think that's the next thing that people, I did that. Oh, I caused that. Oh, I shouldn't have been there. I shouldn't have done this. And it's just like, it's not your fault. So I think the first thing is get the mindset that it happened to you. Also get the mindset that, yes, it happened to you, but it doesn't have to be you for the rest of your life. And that's why I'm kind of shifting the mindset coaching, because with trauma coaching, some people just stay there. I don't want you to stay there. I want you to, yes, you have to bring it all up to the surface. Yes, you have to identify it. Yes, you have to pluck out, you know, what you got to pluck out. And then I want you to let it go. I want you to release it. We don't want you known as Natalie, the girl who was rejected. Natalie, the girl who was abandoned. Natalie, the girl who was raped. Natalie, the girl who, you know, heartbroken.
Yeah, that's good that you said that too, because people do, they hold on. Like, once they identify that they have experienced trauma, they hold on to it for a while.
For a while, and it becomes part of your identity. And that's not even, you know, if I'm going to take it to the word, I don't want to be preachy, but you take it to the word, that's not even biblical. To walk around with that shame. And it's not even yours. It's somebody else's. Right. Because they did that to you. So understanding that, yes, you got to identify it. Two, you have to start the journey. Get the healing. Get the therapist. You're not crazy if you have a therapist. And you can love Jesus and also have a therapist.
Yes, say that.
Find your coach. Find you somebody who can walk you through that thing, because you can't do that alone. Because if you would have did it, if you were able to get through that alone, you would have. So you need people. And this goes back to what we were talking about with community. You need people. So identify it. Don't be denial about it. Process it. I suppressed what happened to me for so long to the point where it almost didn't happen. So I don't even remember what triggered the memories to come back to my mind, but they came back to my mind and I had to say out loud, oh my God, I was raped. And I had to say it to myself. Like, that's what that was. Because in my mind, it was, was it that? And I was stuck. And I kept trying to make it something else. And I had to realize it was that. And not be mad about it. I mean, I could be mad about it, but not, you know, take on the, oh my God, I was raping it. It was my fault. And I shouldn't have been there. And and going through the whole scenario of that. So just accepting it, but processing it.
Yeah. And that's key. Like, not letting it paralyze you, but definitely process those emotions. So listen, y'all. We are going to take a break real fast, and we will be back with Coach Natalie Lewis, the queen. We'll be right back, guys.
Yes.
The Like Sunday collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. Our collection is a one-stop shop. Whether it's a woman looking for her favorite product line or a husband looking for his own favorite product that he steals from his wife's collection, or you could be shopping for a gift, the Life Sunday Collection is your new favorite one-stop shop. The Life Sunday Collection is a world-class hair care company. Our products are multi-universal and multi-ethnic. Our luxury products are 100% sulfate-free, paraben-free, formaldehyde-free, and DEA-free. Our line of products are the best of the best, from our ingredients to our premium platinum virgin 12 gray A hair. We are the Total Collection. Shop the Total Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury, at thelikesundaycollection.com. You can also find us on Instagram underneath the Like Sunday Collection. The Like Sunday Collection, where exotic elegance meets luxury. We are the Total Collection.
Hi, this is Tracy Horton. I'm the new host for Take My Life to 10 podcast. I'm excited to provide you with actionable content that is going to transform your life and your career. So buckle up and get ready for the ride every Friday at 7 p.m. Be encouraged, be blessed, and be there.
It's your girl, Coach Alonda Bruce, and you are now listening to I Am Becoming. Listen, we are coming back from break, and we have Coach Natalie Lewis, the queen herself, the mindset and the trauma coach of helping you to adjust your crown, queen. Listen, I want to get into Release the Queen in You about your book. Like, tell us the juicy nuggets so we can go fly it off the shelf for Black Friday. And then also get ready for Broken No More, because you gotta get your feet wet with book one before you get into two,
and then you can dive in a little with book
two. It's the work you gotta do, queen. Listen, tell us what was the inspiration behind Release the Queen in You.
So Release the Queen in You almost didn't happen, and here's why. I was in the midst of pure hell when I wrote that book. When I say pure hell, I mean pure, I lost my job. Then the house that I was renting from a family friend decided, I don't want to rent to y'all. So y'all got to the end of the month to get out.
Yeah.
Then I'm like living with, you know, people and friends, and you're running from the repo man. It was horrible, right? Mm-hmm. So even before that, I've always wanted to be an author. Maya Angelou was my inspiration. I always said that she was, I know why the Caged Bird Sings was one of the first books I've like read as far as like my personal reading. And I loved it. And I was like, I'm going to be an author. And I always said that. That was like when I was little. But then as I got older, I'm like, I really want to write a book. I have a story to tell. Everybody come to me for advice and my inbox is lit. Let me go ahead and, you know, write a book. So
yeah.
I'm going through all this stuff and I'm like, God, but you just got me writing. Like literally, I didn't even have like chat. You know how you have a book outline? I didn't have that. I literally just was writing. And then he gave me the title, Release the Queen in You, and I kind of laughed. Release the who?
I didn't even feel queenly, God. Nothing while I was around going me. Down this right hallway. Like, I didn't nothing even feel like a right queen, now. Jesus.
Like, you joking, right? Like, you funny, God. I'm not doing that. And I sat on it. It was done. And I sat on it for over a year. And what pushed me was everybody around me kept releasing books. And then this one younger guy that I know, way younger than me, I mean, just telling his story, just fearless with it. And I'm like, ain't no way, girl, you better release this book. So I released it, released the book, put my story out there. And it's basically my journey of how I recognize, like, look, I'm not normal, but I'm not better than nobody, but I'm not normal. and God is calling me to be royal. He said that we're, you know, a royal priesthood. Walk in that thing. So really just recognizing, like, I'm not my circumstance. I'm not what I've been through. I'm not, you know, the titles or the negative titles that we have. You know, I was a young mother, young single mother, all these things. So it's my story along with tips on basically how you can release the queen in you. You know, one of the things I say is, you know, I have little quotes. So like, a queen seeks wise counsel. You know, queens aren't pitiful. We're powerful. Just kind of like affirming who you are in Christ and also using the Bible. And let you know, like, hey, these are scriptures that even speak to this, so that it's not my words. It's God. It's the Lord. I got a little razzle-dazzle, but he the one who told us that. So just getting back to the reason why we're here, the purpose why we're here, which is to do what we're purposed to do. But before we can do that, we have to recognize that we are worthy enough, we are good enough, and it doesn't matter what the world standards is, because according to the world standards, I am a failure, according to the world standards. But according to me right now, because I know I'm not, but according to God's purpose and plan for me, I'm walking in that. So that's how I know, like, look, I don't have to go by what society deems as success or what society says success is. I know what it is for me, and I'm walking in that thing.
Right. One of the things though I love about you is that you will, like, listen, she will shift the course ASAP. She like, nope, I had this plan, but my inner queen said not today. I really want you to talk about that, because I feel like I was talking to another queen, and we were talking about, actually it was my guest last week, and she was talking about how we are, like, women are just, we have this mantle that's passed us that we have to be all things, and like, we have to be super. And I was like, I resign my superpower. Dear God, you can have it back, because I don't want to be super no more.
I turned my cape in a long time ago. You hear me?
Yeah. So I really want you to talk about that as well, like the importance of self-care in the exercising of your no. Because I'm always talking about the power of yes, but that no is something serious. That no,
yes is easy, because as women, we are, you know, we nurturers. We want to make people feel good. We want to make people, you know, look good. We want to help people. That's what we are naturally inclined to do as women. But that no, baby, that no took some time to master. But right now, when I say I think I am a part of the team of no's, I will say no so fast and be unapologetic about it. And you could be mad and you'll be all right. But the answer is still no. And it took me a while to get there, because I was, you know, everybody's talking about I'm booked and busy. I was booked, busy, burnt out, broken. All of the things, right? Trying to be super.
Let's say that for the front of people, louder in the back, because listen, I don't know. I promise you, I feel like this comes up every show, right? Every episode about how people are measuring their life thinking that people are so successful. Yeah. And they are literally feeling like they are not achieving, missing or something. They are not becoming.
Yeah.
Because let's talk about the book and broke. Like, that is a real thing as an entrepreneur. People want you to do free stuff, free 99. And it's okay to be out here and you looking like you doing stuff, but I'm going to tell you, that's the fastest way to make you shut your whole entire entrepreneurship down. You will be burnt out, you will be exhausted, and you will hate your whole entire life, and you will be like, I'm going to get 9 to 5, because at least I know.
Listen, you would be... Listen, that right there, and if you think about the term booked and busy, why do we want that? Why do we even want, think about what you're saying, booked and busy. So I'm booked all over the place. That means I have no time for family. I have no time for self-care. I'm not living in the present. I'm always focused on the future. I'm always focused on the next gig, the next money, the next PayPal thing, the next Cash App, the next however you take your money. I'm always focused on that. And with this pandemic, if that pandemic didn't show you that you need to sit your behind down somewhere.
Ooh, talk about it.
When all of that wasn't happening, when you couldn't fly out to speaking engagements.
Wow. And you had to figure it out. You couldn't charge
people. Well, people were doing it. but that's a whole nother story. Where you couldn't, you know, have in person events charging $1,000 because ain't nobody in person.
Yeah, no, that's real talk. Like, and it'll make you, and when you're like, listen, let me tell you this too. When you are focused on being booked and busy, you won't treat people well.
That's hard. Your character and your integrity will be missing because all you're thinking about, you're not thinking about the person's soul, you're thinking about their pocket.
Talk about it. You will become a savage.
You really will. And you'll look back at yourself and be like, oh, that's not even me. And I think that goes back to what I said earlier about you have to define what success looks like for you.
Oh, yes.
Because I'm not chasing to be on every flyer. Been there, done that. I'm not chasing to be at every event and do everything. No, because not every event is even an event that I even want to be associated with. So I'm okay. Like, you have to know what it looks like for you. Right now, success for me right now, this might sound so whack to some people. Success to me right now, my mama good, my son good. All right, we good. That's success to me right now.
It
has nothing to do with business. It's just because if I am not well and my family's not well, how in the world am I up here promoting the business and doing you a public success and a private failure? And that will never be me. Ever. Yeah. I don't want no parts. And a lot of people, and this is why we have to stop comparing ourselves and stop looking at people highlight reel, because a lot of people are frustrated. They're literally frustrated because their life don't look like somebody else's Instagram feed. When you don't even know if that person's Instagram feed is really what's happening behind the scenes.
And listen, and the stuff they posting could have been from years ago. We know that people in the industry who do it.
So there's a whole game to entrepreneurship. You know, some people do the whole pay to play. You know, yeah, they look like they were the big dogs, but what they didn't tell you is they paid $2,000 to do that.
Mm. Yes.
What it didn't tell you is they had to go do all this other stuff. So there's so much behind the scenes when it comes down to building your business and being a business person. But once you start losing your integrity and you start losing your character, you got to ask yourself, what am I doing this for? And who am I doing this for? Because your business, if we are coaches, right, we're serving the people. And yes, we do need to get paid, compensated well. Very well. But at the same time, you also have to remember you're serving the people. When you serve God's people, God gonna make sure you're straight anyways. You ain't gonna want for nothing. I'm gonna go pay my RG&E bill, my gas and electric bill last week, and it was no balance. Zero.
Come on, no balance. Yes, God.
And I'm like, well, I ain't even about to ask no questions. Okay, thank you,
Jesus, for giving me the ability to get wealth and to pay the bills on time and above and beyond, Lord. Yes.
Yeah, so it's just you gotta think about what success, and not even what success look like to me in 5 years. No, what does it look like for right now? Right now,
tomorrow.
Present day.
Tomorrow.
Every day you wake up, what does
I live day to day.
Like? Right.
Like today, I was successful, God. I cooked dinner. Every child I got is happy.
I washed my clothes. I folded them when they came out. What? I'm doing a thing. So you just have to, you know, congratulate yourself. And to some people, that may be small, but you got to celebrate every win. You know, I had a situation where I could have told somebody off, and I did. And I was like, oh, God, that's growth.
Thank Emotional you. Intelligence. It's a powerful thing, baby. It's a powerful thing.
That's growth. I didn't even phase me like it normally does. So you just have to really define what it means for you. Your crown is yours. Remember that. It's custom. Mm. It ain't going to look like anybody else's.
Come on.
And just because somebody else's crown is shiny or shinier doesn't make your crown any less. And if you're paying attention to your crown, you really wouldn't be paying attention to somebody else's being so shiny and all that sparkly and all that stuff. You wouldn't really be paying attention to that because you're so focused on yours. So just, you know, you got to focus on and ask God to help you partner, you know, tell God, hey, God, you know, what you put me here
me
for?
Safe people. Yes.
Yeah. What you put me here for? And then as you do that, he will bring the people alongside of you to show you like, okay, this is what I want you to do. And this is the people that's going to help you. And he's also going to show you. And those are the people that you need to leave behind. And when he do that, you got to detach. And it's okay. You could do it in love. It don't got to be messy. It don't got to be drama. Hey, girl. Hey, sis. Hey, girl. Hey, bro. But from over there. And it's okay. And then sometimes you're going to have seasons where there's absolutely nobody but you, God. And you're going to be like, Jesus, what is going on? He's going to be like, I'm waiting for you. I was waiting for you at the door. I'm waiting for you to come to me. I got some things I want to tell you. You know, I'm sorry for all you. I'm sorry for other super, super deep. I be thinking like God be talking like us. So this the way I explain it. My bad. Some people will catch it.
Your relationship is personal. Yeah, you hear his voice is how you hear it, like facts. But that's can you so imagine? Good.
Like I was like, I was waiting for you. We got a conversation. Let's go. Listen. It's those small moments, though. Those waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Those you and you driving and you hear, you know, you get downloads, or you in the kitchen doing the dishes, you get downloads. That's God saying, hey,
yeah,
let's talk. I got something to tell you.
Yeah.
And for me, it's just like, wow, he's so amazing. He wants to talk to me.
Yeah.
Right.
I tell people that, like, y'all be waiting for these big old billboards to go up, like, I'm talking to you, my child.
Right.
The sign sometimes be you tripped
off. Or you think you have to be in the church building. Yeah. Or you be like, I got to be in the church. I got to get to church. Like, no, God could visit you right where you at.
You are the church. Ooh. That part. That's a whole nother show for another day. Girl, we can't go down there. We can't go. We got to stay. So let's stay in the parking lot. We was about to hit the road. No, but listen, where can they find you? Where can the people find you on social media? Where can they connect with you?
So social media, I tried to get my name the same, but you know how social media be hating and be, you know, somebody take your name, you can't do nothing about it. So on Instagram, I am my name, Natalie.Lewis. Lewis is L-O-U-I-S. On, you can follow me on TikTok because I've been having fun with that. My name is Natalie J. Lewis, L-O-U-I-S. On Facebook, if you type in Release the Queen and You, it'll pop up. You'll see my face. Also, if you're a woman and you're looking for community, you're looking for, you know, women, like-minded women who are doing the thing, you know, we're doing the work, join the Crown Up community. It'll say the Crown Up community with Natalie Lewis. And then my website, you can go to www.releasethequeenandyou.com. You can order your book and then you can pre-order Broken No More.
Yes. Go get the book, y'all. It's gonna fly off the shelf like Tabitha seasoning.
I receive it because it's the third time I'm trying to get her seasoning and I couldn't get it. I'm like, come on, Tab, come on.
Yeah, I got my box today though, sis. I love you. Yes! But I had to get but yes, y'all, go tap in for sure. You know, you can always find me on Instagram under I Must Become the Number One, under I Must Become the Number One on Facebook. And you can definitely hit me on my website, imustbecome.com. You can always meet me here or beat me here every Sunday. You can always listen to past episodes and get your feet warm until the new one drops. And listen, I'm going to keep bringing you amazing people to help you leap into your becoming. And remember my motto, it's never not a time to become. And don't do anything for man's approval, but do everything with man in mind, because we are all an intricate piece of this puzzle in this circle called life. Listen, I love you for real. I'm super excited, but if it's hard, if you feel hard pressed on every side, just know that when you make the decision to grab our hand and to leap into your becoming, that your greater is coming. Usually when you get hard pressed, if you think about labor, it gets real tumultuous right before you get that baby and it's time to push. So listen, it's definitely pushing season. 2022 is getting ready to be an amazing year, but you gotta be ready. And even sometimes just the first part of getting ready is your mindset. Don't worry about how much money you got in the bank, but you can get prepared to get the money. Mm-hmm. Get your mindset ready, because I'm telling you, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God is preparing for you in the new season. Listen, I love you in real life.
Yes.
I'm rooting for you and you're becoming. I'm cheering for you. I see you, sis. I see you, girl. Yes. I love you for real.
Love you back. Thank you.